A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Dave, did you see the photograph on KSLTV.com of that pickup truck on I-80? The guy's driving along, and then all of a sudden, a semi-truck wheel had come off of a semi-truck and goes bouncing all around I-80. It's like the worst nightmare come true. Crashes through his windshield. And
dead center.
Yeah, the pickup truck driver, in the right moment, ducks, and he avoids death.
It completely caves in the center of the cab. I mean, from the very top all the way down to the hood, right in the middle, you see this wheel shape just smash right in the center of this pickup. The fact that this guy is okay is astounding. Like, there's no way this person should be alive.
I've run over, like, discarded tire rubber on I-80, and that took out my front bumper.
Yeah.
That was scary enough. This, I don't know how.
An entire wheel.
Emotionally recovering from that after it comes through your windshield, and the windshield is just destroyed.
Yeah,
everything.
The car's destroyed.
Yeah. It brought this to mind when I was reading the story. Have you ever had a moment on the freeway, on the road while you're driving, walking, if you're, you know, crossing the street, where you've just been thankful in that moment?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
I had it. I'm grateful the person woke up.
What?
Because I'm driving in the fast lane, and this car, I'm on I-15 going northbound. This car that's heading southbound, the person obviously falls asleep, comes across the median, pops up, is headed straight for me. Head-on collision at 75 miles an hour.
Where was this again?
Point of the Mountain.
Down on I-15?
Yeah, I-15, Point of the Mountain.
Wow.
And I didn't move. I didn't swerve or anything. The person wakes up, realizes what's going on, swerves back. Just, it felt like feet before a head-on collision.
Did you freeze in the moment?
No, I was very calm. It was crazy. I was like,
you're accepting
all right, dude,
your fate.
Let's wake up. Yeah, like, come on. Very calm. As soon as that passed, then I pulled over and had my little meltdown because it was terrifying. But in the moment, thankfully, I was blessed with calm.
I had a moment when I was a teenage driver in my older teenage years. My sister and I were in the car together. I was driving. We were probably rocking out to some 1980s tunes with the windows down. It was a hot summer day.
Oh, yes.
In Arizona.
Good old hair rock.
Oh,
yeah,
and I hang a left in front of a guy who's coming right at us. She had no business turning left in front of him. It wasn't at a light. We weren't at a stop sign. I just decided to turn left into a neighborhood, and for some reason was not focused on the fact that this guy was coming at us at 40 miles an hour. And I'm thankful for him. I still see him in my mind. I mean, it was like
eyeballs wide open.
All I saw was eyes. He swerved. He ran his car off the road.
To save you.
To save my sister. To save my sister from a T-bone accident. Dave and I have something else we are thankful for today.
The KSL Giveathon.
We are grateful to be part of the KSL Giveathon for Primary Children's Hospital this Friday, December 3rd. You're going to hear it here live right here on KSL News Radio. And we want to talk to Haley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your daughter, Belle, has spent a lot of time at Primary Children's Hospital, hasn't she? I bet you're grateful for the doctors and the nurses there.
She has, yes. We are so grateful for them and so grateful to live so close to primary, too.
Well, I think so often when we've been involved with the Giveathon for so long, and we just love it, and this is why we like to bring on families that have been affected, that have experienced it firsthand, what it's like to go to Primary Children's. So this is why we like to tell these stories. And Haley, can you tell us a little bit about Belle and what her journey's been like?
Yeah. So when Belle was about 10 days old, she wasn't gaining weight. She was throwing up everything that she was eating. And our pediatrician just said, let's just go to primaries, get her checked out. And what I thought was just going to be, you know, this overnight stay turned into a month-long journey of kind of discovering this disorder that she had. And they did dozens of tests and x-rays and really every kind of test you can think of, and they just were not getting any answers. And so Primary's genetics team was brought in, and they said, let's do a whole genome sequencing, and it's where they collect DNA from Belle, myself, and my husband, and they just kind of looked through their DNA piece by piece, and they came back and said, Belle has a metabolic disorder called congenital disorder of glycosylation. And it's when her body cannot properly form its proteins with its sugars. And it causes things like epilepsy. So Belle has seizures. She has cortical vision impairment, which is basically cortical blindness. A couple heart issues. She's developmentally delayed. She's 2, so she's on about a 4-month-old level right now. And so after she started having seizures, she was put on a medication that really lowered her immune system. And in January of 2020, she was hospitalized with pneumonia, and she was put on a ventilator. She had a life-threatening GI bleed, and there were a few nights where we didn't think that she was going to make it through the night, and she ended up, after dozens, you know, surgeries and IVs, x-rays, everything you can think of, spending lots of time in the ICU, she was there for 7 months until July of 2020.
Well, Primary Children's Hospital is such a gem in our community. Haley, we look forward to continuing this journey with you and Belle into later this week as we get set for the 44th year of Primary Children's KSL Radio-a-thon. We're so grateful that you were able to call the show this morning, Haley, and share part of Belle's journey with us. And we look forward to hearing more as the week goes on. And Dave, we're going to be live at the Radiothon on Friday, along with Amanda and so many others here at Lindsay Ayrts is going to be part of it, and many others right here at KSL News Radio.
And listen, if you're willing to donate, that's amazing. You don't need to wait until Friday. You can visit kslkids.com. You can text the word SMILE to 57500 and I think that's an important part of it. I think people are so willing, and you've given year in and year out. Thank you so much. If you can, especially during this season, I know money can be tight sometimes, but your donations are so appreciated.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. now available anywhere you get your podcasts.